This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We are speaking this first segment with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. I'm so glad to be with you.
Likewise. Here we go. Last time we do a broadcast prior to Trump's reelection.
Absolutely. And we have to talk about that. I want to thank you because our conversations last week sparked me to write an article called Black Robes Matter. Okay. You and I have to say something interesting because I have to write something else this week. So
okay.
In this conversation, I hope I'm listening.
So tell me about the article. I didn't see that.
Oh, well, we talked about it in brief. The germ of the idea was, wow, most of us saw how Amy Coney Barrett was treated, and that tells us a lot about the political parties. Now, calling her names, assaulting her family, that may have played to the true believers that are Democrats, but I think it may have insulted a bunch of independents who went, really? Really? Half of us are gun owners and you just insulted her because she owns a gun. Half of us had families and you insulted her because you thought she couldn't make reasonable legal decisions because she has a family. Wow. We need honest jurists on the bench. All gun owners do. That's whether they're Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, or Independent. So this is important for us to go vote. And I think the real issue, and again, you and I just touched on it last week, this isn't a choice between brash New Yorker and 60-year politician. This is a choice between whether the rich people who fund Biden and the Democrat Party will tell us who we're going to vote for.
Well, yeah.
Thank you.
That's always been that case. That's always been the case. But I see the thing about money in politics, like right now here in South Carolina, we got this guy named Jamie Harrison who's running against Lindsey Graham. And I think last month he raised $57 million, which is not to say he raised it. He was given that because they really want to topple Lindsey Graham.
Mm-hmm.
Now, up to this point, there's been a lot of people on the Tea Party side of that type of person. They wanted to see Lindsey Graham go because Lindsey Graham was a little, you know, he was not exactly what we would call a resolute personality.
Right.
He used to believe that if a president wins an election, that he should be able to appoint whomever he wants to go to the Supreme Court and just get a pass. So when he was questioning Elena Kagan, when he was questioning Sonia Sotomayor, it was a predetermined conclusion that he was just going to vote for them and confirm them, which right. I'm not the one to disagree with his particular philosophy because everybody sits around going, elections matter. But with the Kavanaugh thing, he began to change. And now all of a sudden he's resolute Lindsey. And because he held this, he got Kavanaugh through, and he got Barrett through.
Right.
So now they've got this guy named Jamie Harrison, who's never held office before, which that doesn't mean a whole lot. He's been a lobbyist, and he spent like $100 million to be a senator for the state of South Carolina. And he's not going to win.
Right.
And the reason he's not going to win is because advertising and, paying your staff doesn't win you an election.
Having it only a good, buys you so much.
Yes, advertising as some. I mean, you know, if I could turn that kind of advertising and make it work, you can't imagine how much money I make on this show.
Right.
If I got out there and said this gun is a good gun, go buy it, and then everybody went out and bought it. Well.
Wow. We could retire soon. I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I'd be retired.
I'd be picking you up in my jet, and we'd be going to classes.
There we go.
Yeah.
Oh, but speaking of which, at some point, I took a class over the weekend. We'll have to talk about it.
Okay. Always like to hear about classes.
You're absolutely right that politics has gone a little crazy, which tells us something really important. The government's too large. If people are spending $100 million for a job that's got $100,000 payout per year, they're interested in the power and the corruption going on behind the scenes, not in what it costs to do the job or what the job is worth on the face of it. The way to solve that is to make government smaller. That's hard to do. And the way you do it is in the primary as well as the general.
Yeah, well, the problem with it is that, like, everybody's always talking about, well, we should have term limits. That would make the government smaller because it would make it a temporary job, right? The only problem is that you got to get a bunch of career politicians to vote for it.
Right. And or do it through the referendum process. But if you want a more conservative, I don't think we're going to get a more conservative Democrat. We might get a more conservative Republican. But you do that in the primary. This is called the general election coming up. You choose you may have to hold your nose and vote for the lesser of two evils.
Well, I'm not even going to go that far. When I vote tomorrow, I'm going to vote straight Republican.
Okay.
I'm not going to worry about the lesser of two evils. The problem with Biden is completely malleable.
Does he know what he's doing?
No, he. Well, I mean, if he did, 47 years in government as a representative, then a senator, and then the vice president, can we name anything besides that he's ever written and sponsored and put out there besides the omnibus crime bill and everything that happened during during the Clinton administration? Is there anything else he's ever done?
No, and then that had a 10-year shelf life, and that got rolled back in large part. But when I listen to Joe, he's for fracking when he's not against it. He's for gun confiscation when he's when he's against it. The guy's a jellyfish, or he's losing his memory, and I'm not sure which is more accurate.
Yep. So we'll see. The other day he got up there the other day, and it was like he was having a stroke or something because he was talking about health care, Obamacare, and he threw some word out there that was like Kukla care or something like that. And I'm like, okay, all right, okay, all right. But he finally did start talking about gun control. Somebody asked him about that, and he said, well, absolutely correct if you think you should be able to own an assault weapon. But,
so we just redefine everything to be an assault weapon. Thanks, we've seen that before.
You know, and let's do that distinction when we get back. And then we can move on to other stuff, but I want to do that distinction. So, for Rob, if you want to catch Rob's stuff, first of all, he is a writer. You can catch his stuff at slowfacts.wordpress.blog, where it goes from there to clashdaily.com, where it goes from there to probably amaland.com. Then he is a part of the ensemble cast of the Polite Society podcast, and he does the very unique here in the United States self-defense gun stories, which is a true forensic breakdown of an actual armed self-defense event. That's what he puts out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release. or set the fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with writer and podcaster Rob Morse, and we were just talking about the whole assault weapon ban thing. And I want to lay out where the devil is in the details, if you would, with me, Rob. So let's pretend, yeah. Let's pretend we take an AR-15,
yeah,
and a Glock, and we're going to lay them side by side.
Gotcha.
And you have a clipboard.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just going to be looking at a couple of features, which will be part of the determining thing that they decide to, you know, makes it an assault weapon. So, first up is semi-automatic.
Both, yep.
So, I mean, both of these things, what they do is like with the AR, it has what is referred to as a bolt carrier group that goes back and forward every time you pull the trigger. That's pulling the empty brass out of the barrel reach, throwing it aside, and then taking another fresh round of ammunition out of the magazine and putting it in the barrel breech to where you now can pull the trigger yet again and fire another round of ammunition. It is referred to as an autoloader.
Yes.
Let's look at the Glock. My goodness, the slide goes back and forward just like the bolt. And when it goes back, after you pull the trigger, it extracts the empty brass just like the AR-15. Throws it aside, and as it comes forward, it then feeds a fresh round of ammunition into the magazine, into the barrel, onto the feed ramp, in it goes, ready to be fired yet again with the next press of the trigger. Speaking of magazines,
these look awfully similar. Oh my!
Yes. Speaking of magazines, both guns are they load and hold ammunition via what is referred to as a box magazine, and both of them, believe it or not, hold more than 10 rounds.
Yep.
A Glock 17 holds 17 rounds, can hold up to 33 with the right magazine. And, the AR-15 can hold from, and they make 10-round magazines and 20-round magazines. When I joined the military, we were still 20-rounders, but then we moved to 30s. Which is the standard capacity for the gun. It's meant to run with 30-round magazines, although they make something called beta mags that hold up to 100 rounds.
Mm.
But it doesn't matter because they all hold more than 10.
Right.
In most cases. So now, the same criteria that they would use to ban the assault weapon, now is that logic's going to be applied to the Glock. But in the meantime, while they're setting all of this up and everything, when they write these laws, what they will do is they will say, well, all of the guns in common use, of course, used for self-defense, would be, of course, exempt from this. Because we only want the deadly, the hyper-deadly assault weapons. And then they would get that. And then they would come back after they got that, maybe like a year later, and they would say, based upon the determinations we've made, it turns out that more people are killed with handguns than they are with any assault weapon. So while the assault weapon ban was a good start, we are nowhere near where we need to be. But when they go that route, all that's going to be left is going to be six-shooters or single-stack 1911s that hold eight rounds in the magazine or something once they get that first law in. Because, or, you know, I guess we go back to Glocks with 10-rounders, right? Do you have any of those? I don't have a 10-round magazine to go with that.
I have some California guns, yes. California Mag. Bill, as that debate's happening, I can hear Ted Cruz going, well, tell me, Senator, why is it that you think your security detail needs a weapon of war? Whoops. Well, the lies of our law enforcement. You were all for just last week, and Cruz would quote the words right back at the senator verbatim. I think citizens have the same rights that our law enforcement do because they're the first to see crime, not law enforcement. But you're absolutely right. That is how they will twist the truth and then continue to twist it till it dies a shameful death and we're left disarmed. if we let them.
Well, they, you know, if Biden wins by any margin, whether it's one vote or a gazillion, he's going to claim a mandate.
That's right.
He's going to claim a mandate. Now, beating Biden this week doesn't necessarily mean we defeated the deep state and freedom is free for the rest of our lives and everything else. There's going to be a time in our lifetime where we're going to be looking at life after Trump.
Right.
And so we're going to have to try to get what we can in the next 4 years. We've already done pretty good with Amy Coney Barrett.
Right.
Maybe we could get Roberts to retire.
I love Judge Clarence Thomas, but he's been in there 28 years. And I fear that we have, that he's older now, and I want his replacement in so that I can enjoy a worthy replacement for the next 3 decades.
I would think that given what's happened with Ruth Bader Ginsburg, because, see, that was the whole plan. That was the whole plan. The fact that Ruth Bader Ginsburg died here, and I'm going to talk about this a little more later. The Democrats already, they were planning, before Ruth Bader Ginsburg died, they were planning a legal battle, no matter how the, you know, if they lose, they plan a legal battle.
Right.
And so Trump's already, he's lawyered up too, and he's ready to go do that, but it was going to end up in the Supreme Court, and now that Ruth Bader Ginsburg is no longer there, that has sort of torpedoed some of their plans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, yeah, it's going to be an interesting time. But this whole assault weapon ban, assault weapon is a smoke screen. It's a term meant to confuse you.
It's a marketing term.
Yeah.
Has no reality to it. You could say weapons of war, but then virtually all firearms were used at one point.
Well, I mean, every gun that's ever been used in the military, with the exception of, I don't know anybody who owns a semi-automatic belt-fed weapon. I don't think they exist.
A collector here or there, right.
I don't think there's any semi-automatic belt-fed weapons. So weapons like the M60 and the M2 and some of these other nice, you know what, we're going to run out of time, so let's hang on to this. We'll be right back talking to Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. This is Lock and Load.
Ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump continuing his final pitch to undecided voters in the battleground state of Pennsylvania. The president saying,
Biden will raise your taxes $4 trillion, massively increasing your regulations. They're going to increase your regulations, maybe more important than the tax cuts. We gave the biggest tax cut in the history of our country, and maybe more importantly, we did regulation cuts, which were also the biggest in the history of our country.
President Trump also campaigning in Michigan and Wisconsin on Monday. Health experts are worried the spread of the coronavirus will worsen as the weather gets colder and people spend more time indoors. Robert Citrenberg, Executive Director of Infectious Disease and Prevention at Advocate Aurora Health, believing the country is in for a tough winter. You're listening to USA Radio News. General Mally Dillon, Joe Biden's campaign manager, said on Monday there is no scenario where President Trump will be able to legitimately claim victory on Tuesday. O'Malley Dillon also saying the campaign is feeling good about where they stand. A busy day for Biden on Monday as he's spending part of his day in Ohio and Pennsylvania. In Cleveland, Ohio, Biden said,
"And last night Trump said he was going to fire Dr. Fauci. Isn't that wonderful? I got a better idea. Elect me and I'm going to hire Dr. Fauci. And we're going to fire Donald Trump."
On Sunday evening, the president reacting to the crowd's chant of "Fire Fauci" in Florida, the president responding, "Don't tell anybody, but let me wait a little until after the election." In a developing story, at least one person is dead in a suspected terrorist attack near a Vienna synagogue. About 50 shots were fired near an area in Vienna with several synagogues. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. So, where would you like to go, sir?
Well, I want to back up half a step. You said that the Washington establishment was shocked that Ruth Bader Ginsburg died in office. I think she made the assumption that Hillary would have been elected rather than Barack. And, you know, for all her intelligence, that threw quite the wrench into her career plans, and she got stuck.
You're talking about Hillary rather than Trump?
No, Hillary rather than... She thought that Hillary would have won rather than Barack Obama, that Hillary rather than Trump would have again won, and there Ruth was left going, "Man, I missed twice, and I wanted Hillary to choose my successor." Surprise, Ruth, you missed.
Yeah, that could very well be what's going on, or what happened. I don't know. She should have, for the Democrats' sake. I mean, there's a lot of people a lot of Democrats got very angry with her for passing away. You saw some of the stuff on Twitter where they were like screaming at the camera. All you had to do was live till 2021. You know, like she had a whole lot to do with that. And this is one of those, you know, when I see them reacting that way, I just find that It's very distasteful, but it's also sort of revealing.
It is revealing. None of us knows the hour of our passing. I have a plan B. But okay, let's talk about the every man attitude for a bit. I've been in Louisiana for 5 years. I got my concealed carry permit. I'm renewing for another 5. The online application was simple. I had to go take a concealed carry class in state. So you can be a world renowned trainer. I'm not. But if you haven't taken a class in state, you have to go do that before you can get your permit. And there were other people in the class, a number of them first-time carriers. I was the only repeat customer. All of them were either new. Many of them were new gun owners. And you said, why? And I think to a person, they said, what I see in the news. The news has sold fear and sensationalism. It's made people more conservative, not less. It's made them more reliant on themselves, less reliant on government. And this is in Louisiana, which is a pretty conservative state to begin with. What was a pleasant surprise, besides the little demographic instruction that it provided, was that this class went way beyond the minimums. My first class, the guy basically read us the NRA handbook on firearm safety. In this class, he was a law enforcement officer, and he said, okay, here are the PowerPoints. Yeah, no, we're going way beyond that. Here's what I think you need to know to be both a safe and effective gun owner. Great class. Highly recommend.
And who taught this?
A local law enforcement officer.
Okay.
But what that tells me is the state has recognized some of the limitations of its existing course and lets more and more people put in larger and larger variations. For example, absolutely unrequired, the instructor talked about scenarios after we'd gone on and done the shooting demonstration. What do you think you should do if? Show of hands, for, against it. Okay. Here's what the law says. Here's what the moral law says. Just the examples that new gun owners, particularly new concealed carriers, need to think about. I didn't tell them that I do gun stories. I'll tell them that later.
Yeah, don't burst this bubble.
Well, it's his class, not mine. I'm there to be a student. It was great to just sit back and learn. Hello. And just for fun, by the way. Fun definition. On a SWAT team, and he goes, what do you think it means to be tactical? And they get all kinds of answers. You know, and he goes, so is it the khaki pants with the cargo pockets and the sling? Is that tactical? Well, the word tactical in this sense means the tools, training, and practice to be effective. So your bedside safe is where the homeowner is tactical. Locking your doors at night is tactical. Getting a ring doorbell so that you can see who's there before you open your door. That's how homeowners are tactical, because it makes them much more likely to succeed if they see a threat. I love that definition.
When I think of tactical, like, I understand what he was saying, but what he was saying is that people that are tactically tooled up,
right?
The cargo pocket pants and the shirts with the pockets all over them and all of that stuff. That's to enable you to execute tactics, right?
Right.
Like, the reason that most military uniforms now have pockets on the sleeves is because when you wear a plate carrier, you cannot get to the pockets that are on your chest and below that lower, right?
Right.
So that's why they started doing this. And, you know, I don't think, and this is just me being me, I don't think a gun in a safe is tactical. I think it's parked. I don't think that's a tactic to use. I know in some states, although I wouldn't think it would be in Louisiana, but I know in some states you have to have a gun in the safe, and you have to have the ammunition somewhere else, and for all I know, you got to have the gun taken apart. But from a self-defense standpoint, especially now, having a gun not available doesn't seem tactical to me.
Good point. And he goes, the firearm in the policeman's holster, it's actually in a retention rig. If you just grab it, you can't get it out. That's similar to the gun on your bedside safe. You touch it with your thumb, it opens, you grab the gun. Is it, when it's in that safe, is it in use? His argument was yes, and it should be loaded because it is intended to provide immediate self-defense for you and your family, just as the officer's gun in its holster is designed to provide immediate self-defense. It's in use even when he's not grabbing it. Oh, obviously, it's part of his daily wear. That gun in the safe while you sleep is in use. By day, it should be on your hip. Interesting perspective. Very valuable for brand new gun owners. Refreshing.
Yeah. It gives them a starting point, without a doubt. It does give them a starting point. It starts putting them in the mindset.
Carrying a staccato.
Yeah. Well, I mean, whatever they're carrying, it puts them in the mindset of this is a normal thing to do. This is nothing big that I'm doing. I just need to employ it the right way, and it's a good starting point. Not one that I practice because I carry a gun everywhere I go. It's pathetic. Before we run, we're about to go into the next break. You can catch Rob's podcast, Self-Defense Gun Stories, where they examine people that have actually used guns in self-defense. He and a firearm instructor break it down. What did he do right? What did he do wrong? Most of the time, it's always a happy outcome, so it's okay to pull it apart like that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, check him out at FranklinArmory.com. We're speaking with Rob Morse. And next time we talk, we should have a new president. Or the same president reelected.
That's what I hope.
Post-election.
Yeah. It's going to be a fascinating day tomorrow. I was trying to think how the pollsters consistently get it so wrong. Some people said that it's a self-fulfilling prophecy on their part, meaning they exaggerate Biden's electability. That generates more campaign contributions for Biden, which then generates more ad sales for media. And it becomes a self-perpetuating cycle put on by campaign advisors. That may be true. That motivation aside, pollsters can get to lists of registered voters, which is different than, you know, a random number of finding the population at large who answers the phone. The other thing they need to do is they need to find active voters, not just people who are registered, but people who went and pulled the lever. Now, 4 years ago, Trump pulled inactive voters to the polls to vote for him. So those pollsters completely missed anticipating their votes. That was true 4 years ago. I think it's going to be true again now. In Pennsylvania, we have almost 200,000 newly registered Republicans, 10 times the number of newly registered Democrats. We saw similar gains in Florida and North Carolina, to a lesser degree, in Arizona. I think what we're seeing is that a lot of independent voters said that if Trump's a Republican, that's what I want to be. I'll register as a Republican. In addition, Trump is reaching toward independents, and pollsters don't know what to do with their votes.
Well, you know, most of the polls that are being run out there right now are commissioned by media, for the most part. You should go look at a guy named Larry Schweikert. You would love Larry Schweikert. Larry Schweikert has gotten out there, and he's actually, it's all about the ground game. And, you know, I think Kamala Harris was on the bus, but did you see the bus that arrived in Texas that got surrounded by a bunch of Trump cars?
I did. I loved it.
Did you see that in California, the GOP there is starting to harvest ballots?
Turnabout is fair play.
That's right. The enthusiasm for Trump is through the roof, and yet the polls, I think the polls have always been a propaganda piece, especially exit polls.
Right.
But what they're trying to do now is they're trying to take a bunch of people that plan on voting for Trump, and I saw this coming out of the Pennsylvania Attorney General saying there is no way Trump wins if all the votes are counted in Pennsylvania. Now, how does the Attorney General know this? Unless the fix is in.
Pure politics.
But
it's setting up a judicial appeal that the polls be overturned.
Well, I mean, what's going to happen is tomorrow Trump's going to win Florida. When Trump wins Florida, Michigan goes. When Michigan goes, Wisconsin goes. Pennsylvania, mega. Because the thing, right now, everybody in Pennsylvania that's a leftist is out there saying, Pennsylvania will go for Biden. Except Biden is talking about, he plans on banning fracking.
Right.
And in Pennsylvania, all the farmers in Pennsylvania, they look over the border at the farmers in New York where they have banned fracking, and their farms are in foreclosure, and they're driving a Lamborghini.
Right.
Because all their leases they have for natural gas and all this other stuff. So they're not going to give that up. And nor should they. We've become the energy supplier of the world.
We have. What I particularly love about Texas, one of the reasons that the Democrats stopped their rallies, they claimed it was safety. Well, Remember, early in the campaign year, a bunch of Democrats online bought tickets to a Trump event so that there were large fractions of empty seats. They weren't billed for those because they no-showed. We fixed that better. But Biden's been showing up to an empty campaign site. He brings a few people, the local politicians who are Democrats running in that area, bring a few people. The cameras, put those up. We'll put circles around them so they look bigger. See, we're being social distance and responsible. Except now there are all these trucks around, and they're going to be guys with Trump signs in the front row and causing a bigger ruckus than the few staff that the Potemkin campaign can provide. I think that's why they just pulled up stakes and left. They didn't want that to be in the media.
I'll tell you another thing that not too many people are talking about, but it'll turn into a thing. You know, the Democrats out there, we should mask up, we should lock down, we should do this. The coronavirus kills, blah, blah, blah. Trump's 74 years old.
Right.
He got coronavirus. He kicked it to death in 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
And he came out of there healed. He came out of there alive. He proved that, the general consensus is that unless you're over 70, you have a 99% chance of surviving, which nobody else talks about that either, or if you're under 70. And he came out there and he just said, this is what I was doing. I've been saying do this all along. He's been taking hydroxychloroquine and Remdesivir, whatever they call that, and he survived it. He came out of it. And, in the meantime, everywhere Biden shows up, he's wearing a mask. Trump is out there saying, I'll take you back to being normal.
Right.
And
which Democrats hate.
Yeah, they don't.
And Republicans love. I think that's a perfectly crafted message.
Yeah. The other thing is, here in my state, we have James Clyburn, who is he's a black representative. I think he's number 3 in the House right now. They've made a position for him, assistant whip or something like that. And he's black, and he knows that in order for the Democrats to win, they have to have 90% of the black turnout vote for them.
Right.
And he's out there now saying that if Trump wins and gets more of the black vote than 10%, that means there's voter suppression, which I don't know how that works out. I don't know how that works out. But, I mean, the ones that have been taken for granted are flocking to Trump. The Hispanics are flocking to Trump. But, you know, they're all panicking right now. Even Fox News is not talking about this. When this is all said and done, I hope Fox News goes out of business.
One, we gosh, we've got barely a minute.
Yep.
One thing that just struck me. You and I are fanatic about our responsible handling of firearms. Hunter Biden left a gun in his car. It was unsecured. His sister-in-law, his brother's wife, I think his brother was deceased at the point, took the gun out of his car and threw it away. Literally dropped it in a garbage can. Well, that's a problem. In Delaware, you're required to keep your firearm under lock and key. On top of that, the feds then investigated this and got a hold of the paperwork when he purchased the firearm. You have to say that you're not a drug abuser in that paperwork. That's two laws he broke, one state, one federal.
Yep.
And yet the rules don't apply if you're a Biden.
Apparently not. Rules for me, not for thee.
Yeah. I wonder how that will sit with voters across the country.
It won't sit very well. I mean, most of what they did, unfortunately, is not illegal, but it is certainly corrupt. And, I don't have enough time. I've had a lot of people telling me how Trump has enriched himself while he's in office, except he hasn't taken any salary. And he's a billionaire. I just wonder how they think a president enriches himself. He doesn't. He spends less money than every other politician out there.
And how did Biden generate millions of dollars that he has?
Who knows?
That was just like Clinton, you know?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, they're corrupt.
Yeah.
You and I get to talk tomorrow. Don't be excited.
Very good. Thank you for joining me this evening. Self-Defense Good Story, Supply Society Podcast, Lofex WordPress Blog. Go check him out. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.